Okay, let's get started with Bava Basra, Kuf Yud Beis, and we are on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, second wide line on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, as we continue in our discussions of Yesh Nochlin and the mitzvah of Yerusha. Says the Gemara V'Hai Tana. So we are up to the second opinion for what is the source that a Baal is Yoreis as Ishto. The Mishnah said that Ish as Ishto is one of the cases of Yerusha. If you remember, this was in the examples of category number two in the Mishnah. Yesh Nochlin Umanchilin was category number one. Category number two was those who are Nochel and not Manchil, and that was Ha'ish Zishto, that he could get the Yerusha, but he's not Manchil Yerusha. That was only one directional. So we had one source yesterday, She'ero Zu Ishto. We learned it from She'er, Malamecha, Bal Yoris Zishto. That was number one, and now we're up to number two. V'haitana Maisi Lamehacha. Now the following opinion quotes are from this price. The Tanya v'yarash osa, that's the phrase. He yarshes her malameh shabal yoreis es ishto. Div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that it's not from She'er, but it's from v'yarash osa. Rabbi Yishmael omer eino tzarech. Rabbi Yishmael says no. Harei omer. V'chol bad Rabbi Yishmael says no. There's a number of other psukim that we are about to quote. You know, let's quote them first, and then we'll make a comment. Rabbi Yishmael omer eino tzarech. Harei omer. V'chol bas yoreis es nachala mi matos b'nei Yisrael li echad mi mishpachas v'gomer. Every daughter who yarshins mi matos b'nei Yisrael from, and what does the pasuk continue? We don't have the whole pasuk here. To one of the mishpachos of her father's shevet, she should get married. This is the iser that the first generation after Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, they were supposed to marry. They had to marry husbands within their own shevet, so that the nachla wouldn't switch going from one shevet to the other shevet. So that's this pasuk. So you see that she is Yoresh's nachla. How is it possible that the daughter is going to be Yoreshes Nachla and then somehow is going to switch Shvatim? Oh, so we assume it's that, let's say she yarshes her father and then she marries someone from a different Shevet and then she dies and the husband's going to yarshen her, so that's how it's going to switch. Hasavas Haba'al. That's what the Gemara calls this, that it's going to switch by the Baal, and therefore the Torah tells us, don't do this, but implicitly the Torah is saying that the husband is going to yarshen the wife. V'gomer, basavas Haba'al, akasam adaber. That is one pasuk. V'omer, and Rabbi Yishmael continues and says, there's another pasuk. V'lotisov nachla, l'bnei Yisrael, mimatel mate. It shouldn't go from one shevet to another shevet. V'omer, and v'lotisov nachla, mimatel mate racher. Another pasuk. V'omer, we'll see why all these psukim need to be quoted. And we have another pasuk. V'elazar ben Aharon meis, v'yikberu oso, b'givas pinchas beno. Elazar. Right, the second Kohen Gadol dies, and he is buried in the area of his son, Pinchas Beno. What do you mean, in the area of his son? But isn't everything that his son has from him, especially the Nachla we're talking about, we're not just talking about something that you might have bought, we don't think, but isn't it the Nachla? So how is it possible that his son, Pinchas, would have something that Elazar, the father, didn't have? It must be. Maybe Pinchas married someone, and then he yarshes her. So that's a way that the son could have, that the father wouldn't have. V'omer, and also, final pasuk quoted, Uskuv holid es Yair, as the pasuk says, in Divrei Hayamim, v'hilo eshim v'shalosh arim v'eretz Hagilon. Again, a case where the son has that the father didn't have. V'chim ninayin liyair shlo hayelo l'skuv. How is it possible that Yair had that Skuv didn't have? And melamed shenasa Yair isha v'mesa v'yarsha. And it must be that Yair, Yair married a woman and he yarshed her, and that's a way that the son could have and the father wouldn't have. And the Gemara, just a little point that we'll get to more about Hashem later, that the top Tosfos says maybe Tema LaRashba Ilo Boy Aris is Chalka Aris Amaylo. My lo hayel yair shelo hayel skuv. It talks about yair and skuv. We're talking about there are different ways that we'll see later in the parak how you split up Eretz Yisrael. Labai haaretz uliyotze Mitzrayim. So talking about Tosfos is relating. If you say labai haaretz, it goes by those who came into Eretz Yisrael. So how is it possible that yair did not have Amai lo haya li ya'ir shelo haya l'skuf. How does that work relating to those who went in and those who are already in afterwards? Okay, we'll have to get to that. Tosfos relates to that. He doesn't really go into it. Just a little, go backwards a little bit, and then we'll get back to the earlier case. Ya'ir, as we know, talking about issues of Gilad, the Ya'ir comes up in the end of Parshas Matos, where the Torah tells us that Ya'ir ben Menashe, right, that's what we're talking about here, and Skuv, the father of Ya'ir, the Torah tells us, Vayitei Moshe Zgil l'machir ben Menashe, Vayishab av Ya'ir ben Menashe halach, Vayilkores chavoseim, Vayikores chavos Ya'ir. So that's a different, right, it's Ya'ir, here's Skuv holidus Ya'ir. Actually, we'll wait with that, and then we'll see, because I wanted to save it a little bit. Okay, anyway, so this is the Gemara. What do we paskin? So we have the sources here relating to Yerusha Sabal. So there is a machlokas we've shown him. The Rashba says here that it's clear that we hold that Yerusha Sabal is, in the Rashba's words, Daraisa. The Ani Ein Daiti Kein, says the Rashba in a tshuva in Chelek Bei Simin Reish Chaf Aleph. Amarti Yerusha Sabal Darabanan, Kamosha Ramasa B'Ksav HaSheela. V'ani Ein Daiti Kein, and Yerusha Sabal Daraisa. V'kulu Tanoi Hachi Islehu, B'Perak Nochalin. Look in Baba Basra, we're having all these sources relating to Baal Yoris Ishto. And he quotes, V'drasha Gemuri Hi V'lavas Machta B'Alma. V'lo Ashkechon B'kulu Tanoi, Man Da'amar Yerusha Sabal Darabanan, Ela Rabbi Elazar. U'pligi Chachamim V'Rabbi Meir Alei. And the Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir argue, meaning the Rashba holds, it's clear that it is Daraisa. That's what Rov Rishonim seem to say. But it's not 100% clear because the Meiri here says, and the Rambam says, that Yerusha Sabal is the Rabbanan, says the Meiri on our daf. Kfar biyarnu shebal yoresh is ishtov, einish yoresh is baila. Mikom akom, Yerusha Sabal, einam en haTorah, ela midivrei sofrim. It's the Rabbanan. Ume achar. Shein Yerusha Sabal min haTorah, ze shehishira biyoreshes, shelo lahasiya ela laechad mishevet aviha, vasavas habenakas medaber. That which we learned, right, according to the Meiri and other Rishonim, Yerusha Sabal is derabanan. Say if that's true, so what's the Torah warning about? The Torah is warning only marry within your shevet, but if Yerusha Sabal is derabanan, the Torah wouldn't be warning that. So on a daraisa level, says the Meiri, all of these psukim, we're going to have the suffix later on today's daf. But the Meiri would say all of these opinions that say that the Torah is warning against marrying out, either it's according to the other opinion that Yerusha Sabal is daraisa, or if it's derabanan, you have to say it's an asmachta, because really on a daraisa level, the psukim are only talking about the son. Right, if a son marry, the issue of a woman marrying a husband is not that the husband might yarshin her, but that she will die and eventually her son is going to yarshin her. And the son, Yerusha Zaben, is Da'araisa, that's for sure. Not Yerusha Zabal. Ratzaloma Mikshah Shematelaid Vitamus Viyurashena Bina. Avaloba Savasabal. Shremina Torahina Yarsha. That's the machlokas we shown him Da'araisa or Durabana. Good. Question is discussed in the Rishonim here, but I'll quote it. The Shima Kubetzis here quotes it from the Ravid, but then he does not answer it. The Netziv, though, answers the question. Right? The question the Gemara asks: how is it possible that Pinchas had something that Elazar did not have? Chimanayin lePinchas shlo hayelol Elazar. Asked the Ravid and the Shima Kubetzis: the Ein Lomar shenastu lo bechelko, and you can't say that it was given to him in his chelek. What do you mean? Why didn't he get it as a portion? Shaharei Bahar Ephraim Ksiv. Ula Kohanim Natnu B'Shifte Yehudu Ben Yamin Kibavu Ar B'Sefer Yehoshua. We're talking about Kohanim here. Kohanim didn't get lands all over. They were given certain lands in Yehuda and Ben Yamin, says the Rivet in the Shita. And then it quotes the question. Aval Ihayel Elazar Lo Kasha. So if, how is it that Pinchas had that Elazar didn't have, why didn't you suggest that he got a portion? The answer is no. He wouldn't have gotten in that area of Eretz Yisrael. Aval, ihaya le'elazar, lokasha. If Elazar had, then it wouldn't have been a question. Why? Shahare mitzvah laha'ashiro. Kiddichsiv, fa'akoen agodom me'echav, gatzleo mishalechav, kiddisim seches yuma, dafirches, v'yemkein efshe, shenosu lo nachal azu bahar Ephraim. If the question was on the Kohen Gadol, That's not a problem. The Kohen Gadol might have had, Elazar might have had from different areas. Why? That's a halacha in the Gemara, and I'll read it to you from the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah asei to, part of the mitzvah asei of Kohen Gadol, is to be magdil, the Kohen Gadol. Says the Rambam, based on the Gemara in Yuma, Kohen Gadol tzorach shiye gadol mikol echav hakohanim, binoy, bekoach, beosher, bechachma, ubemara. Wow, the Kohen Gadol is not just the greatest Talmud Chacham, but it's that he's the greatest in beauty, in strength, in Osher. To figure out what these means. Are these the Ezehu Ashir? And Bechachmo, Im Ein Lo Mamon, Kol HaKohanim Nostin Lo Mishalahem. Kol Echad Ve'echad Lefi Ashro, Ad Sheya Ashir, Yoser Me Ashir Shebekulon. That's the mitzvah. The Kohen Gadol should be the richest. And therefore, the other Kohanim have to be ma'ashir him. Says the Radvaz right here, Zeh mevur b'kamim b'komos, t'chsiv ha-kohen ha-gadol me'achav, she'yigdalu me'achav, she'yinoagim bo'gdulo yosem mikol echav, v'she'yigdalu echav ha-kol b'mashma ha-kosav. That is what you get from the psukim. And then the Rambam continues, ve'inechan mikol elu ma'akev, but they're not li'ikuvah. If he's not the richest, if he's not the most handsome, if he's not the strongest, right, he's not. They're not ma'akev. Ela kol zeh la'mitzvah. Aval nisrabe mikol makom, nisrabe mikol makom nisrabe. V'chayev kohen gadol lino kavod ba'atzmo. V'lo yekal atzmo im shara'am. And the kohen gadol himself has to hold himself differently. V'lo yiro so arim v'lo b'beis ha'kise. Right, he has to be private. Lo b'beis ha'merchatz. They put up that special curtain when he goes to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Malameit shenogin bo gedula yisera. Ratzu shi'erchatzu achim imar. It's just b'yado. Lo yikanis b'beis ha'mishteh. Lo suvis shara'abim. He has to hold himself on a high level. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash in Parakeh. So it suggests in Itziv to say that Elazar had things in other Nachlas, that wouldn't be a problem because he was the Kohen Gadol. The problem is Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. And that was why the Gemara did not suggest that he got it from someone else, right? And therefore, the Gemara has to say that it must be that he yarshined his wife, right? That is the suggestion of the Gemara, explained by the Netziv and others. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. So, my va'omer, second line, now on top. So, what is va'omer? Why does Rabbi Yishmael have to quote five different psukim? Right, we had one pasuk quoted by Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael keeps quoting various psukim relating to the Isser of Hasavas Nachla. And we assume that this Isser of Hasavas Nachla, the pashtus is, against the Me'iri, a din da'oraisa. That if a woman marries out, then her husband's going to yarshin her, and therefore the Nachla that she previously had yarshin is going to switch the Shvatim, and we don't want that. We don't want that, at least for the earlier generations in the Midbar. One other Ha'ara. That is the Rambam. The Rambam writes, right, we know this is an Isser of Asavas Nachala. Is this counted as one of the 613? The Isser of marrying out, the answer is no. Why not? Because it doesn't exist, right? We never heard of that, right? There was a time, if you remember, the Gemara tells us at the end of Meseches Tainis, but it's also later on. So let's look at it here. The Gemara says later on that there are the six reasons why Tu B'Av is a special day. The six reasons, but one of the reasons is a couple of them have to do with who are you allowed to marry. And let me just find it. Read it from Tainis. The Gemara has on the second to the last Amud Beis. We're going to go over to the top of Amud Aleph. The six reasons, or the first two reasons, are relating to marriage. And one of the reasons is that at that day, Tu B'Av, they were allowed to marry in to each other. Shevet Kuf Chaf Aleph. Later on, I'll read it from Tainis. Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lavo Zeh Bazeh. It was the day the Shvatim were allowed to marry into each other. Tu B'Av. Right? That's why Tu B'Av is a day for people to get married, because a number of the six reasons have to do with marriage. My drosh, ze adaver shetiv Hashem lebnos lavchad. Dover ze lo yeinoig el bedar ze. This halacha of only marrying within your shevet was only for that generation. Rav Yosef Amar Rav Nachman says it was a day that Shevet Binyamin was allowed to marry in. Right, the end of Sefer Shoftim, the tragic story of Pilegesh Begiva, and the rest of Klal Yisrael decided not to marry after the Civil War, not to marry into Shevet Binyamin. So that Gzera also, once they realized that the Shevet was going to be decimated and it would just die out, they said, no, you know what? It's enough. Now we can marry in. That's number two. And then the Lo Ishmi Menu Lo Yitin Bito Le Binyamin Le Isha My Drosh Mi Menu Velo Mi Banenu. Number two. And then it was the Mesei Midbar stopped dying and the others. But it's clear from that Gemara, right? Tainus Lamed Lamed Aleph, and later on Babasra in 9 Blafermia Kuf Chaf Aleph, that the din was only for a certain generation, and that is one of the shrushim that we know that the Rambam lays down the rule at the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs when he discusses the various rules of what is counted as a mitzvah, the 14 rules and regulations, what's counted as a mitzvah, what is not, and basically implicitly what drove him and motivated him to write the Sefer HaMitzvahs after he saw the Baal Halachas Gedolos, and he had a lot of issues with what's counted as a mitzvah, including number one, counting dinim d'rabbanan as a mitzvah. Right? That's one of the Rambam's big shorish and shorish aleph. So shorish number three, third rule, the Rambam says, you cannot count a mitzvah that is not noeg l'doros. Right? The isser of not walking out of your house on Pesach night, that is not counted l'doros. The isser of leaving over the mun is not a mitzvah that's counted l'doros. Right? If there's a mitzvah that might have a temporary time period when it is not noheg, but really inherently it should be noheg, so then that's going to count as a mitzvah. Karbanos, right? Karbanos, avoda. So we don't have a base in English for thousands of years. Those are still mitzvos. Those are eternal. It's just situational that we can't do them today, but it's still counted as a mitzvah. But in Isser, like going out of your house Pesach night, or the other temporary mitzvos that are just quoted, not going up on Har Sinai, the Isra of not going up on Arsina, that's not going to be counted as a mitzvah. Because that was a temporary situation that does not last, and therefore that's not a mitzvah. And the Rambam says, Hashorash Hashlishi, Shein Roy Limnos Mitzvah, Shein Noegas Ladaris. And this is another one. The Isser of a woman marrying out of her Shevet, that's not going to be counted as a mitzvah, Saseh Daraisa. There's a mitzvah of Yerusha, right? But this is not it. Da, says the Rambam, Ki Amram Taryag Mitzvahs Namrlo Lamoshe Misinai. We should review every so often the 14 rules and regulations, right, to know what the mitzvahs are. The Ramban has pages and pages of comments on the Rambam. But the Rambam says, Daki Yamram, Tariq mitzvahs nemlo l'moshe b'sinai, Moreh al-heyo zeh ha-mispar, hu mitzvar ha-mitzvos ha-noheges l'doros. If Moshe Rabbeinu got it at Sinai, it was a package at that moment to last forever. Ki mitzvos she'ena noheges l'doros, ein kesher lohem b'sinai, heim she'namru b'sinai o b'zulaso. If it wasn't said at Har Sinai, it was before or after, so then it's not connected to being a mitzvah. V'amnam kivnu ba'amram b'sinai, l'fi she'ikr ha'torah she'nidna haya b'sinai, hu amr yis'ale alei elai ha'hara ve'yeisham ve'etna l'cha. There, I'm going to give it to you there. And that's what it says in the end of Makos. My kra torah sivalano Moshe, morasha, ratzolomar, mispar ha'tor v'hu, tarya, tafri shir aleph, 611, va'anochi v'lo yelacha mipiagvur shemanim. The Rambam quotes the gematria from the end of Makos, the source for Taryag, 611, gematria Torah, and plus two that we heard straight from Hashem. Ubohem nishlamu tari mitzvahs, right? This we spoke about 2 days ago, about nitna torah v'neschad shalacha, right? Taryag, Har Sinai, is the source for our halachic besora. Yirtze beza simin shahadavar tzeviv alanu Moshe v'lo shemanua ki imi menu hu mispar Torah v'kara morasha ki ilas Yaakov u'mitzvah she'enu heges l'doros ein alanu morasha. Right, it's not a morasha if it wasn't given l'doros. Sha'amnam yikare Yerusha mashe yasmid l'doros. K'mo sha'amar kimei ha'shamayim al ha'aretz. Right, interesting. The Rambam here is not machalik between Yerusha and morasha. Right, others are machalik between Yerusha and morasha. There's only two things in the Torah that are called morasha. That's Torah and Eretz Yisrael. Those are the two things called a morasha, a heritage to Klal Yisrael. But that's what the Rambam says. And he continues, interesting, you wouldn't expect this from the Rambam, but the Rambam says, Uma amaram kiamkein, ki kol eiver va'eiver, ki ilu hu yitzave adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah v'chol yom v'yom. Right, it's as if every eiver, we know that Kabbalistically, every mitzvah is connected to a limb, and every losase is connected to a sinew. So it's as if every limb in our body is telling us to do that mitzvah associated with that limb. V'chol yom v'yom, kilu hu yazir oso me'aveira. And every one of the 365 days of the year are telling us, don't do that aveira. Raya al heyo zeh ha-mispar lo yechzer la'olam. That also proves that it's not going to be, you kick out the mitzvah that's temporary, because, inherently temporary, because then what, the limb is temporary. The sinew is temporary. No, the body is eternal, the human body. And therefore, says the Rambam, the mitzvahs are eternal. And if you have a temporary mitzvah, it's not going to count. V'ilu haya michlal haminyan mitzvah she'ina noheges l'doros. And if you get a count of mitzvah that's not eternal, hina yechzer zeh haklal v'zman she'yech labochi a mitzvah. Hahi, v'lo haya mamer zeh shalim ki mizman mugbal. Then they're only parallel to the limbs at a certain time in history, and therefore, you shouldn't count it. Finally, he gives examples. V'kfar ta'a gam kein zula seinu b'sharash hazeh. And Gaonim made a mistake about this. And what did they count? They counted below Yavo Leros Kavalas Hakodesh. Right? You can't when the Levium covered up the Kalim in the Midbar. You can't look. You can't look below Yavo. That's not a mitzvah Doros. Lo Yavod Od Bilavim. Ve'elu Gamkin Inu Egas Doros Kim Bemidbar. He quotes other examples. Al Yotam Imenu Ad Boker. Right. The Mon Al Tatzaris Moav Al Tisker Bo Milchama Kach Tzinsenes Achas. The Tain Shaman below Omer. Put them on in the Kodesh Kodashim. Put a balam on. Asel chasaraf v'simoso al nes. All of these are explicit commands in the Torah. But says the Rambam, they're not going to be counted. Al yersu alos al Hashem by Har Sinai. So part of that is our mitzvah too. Right? We saw. The Gemara says, Tu B'Av, it was batel. And therefore you see it was a temporary mitzvah. One is allowed to intermarry within other shvatim. And therefore, that is temporary, is not counted as a mitzvah zaseh or a losa zaseh d'oraisa. Okay, now we continue. So, my v'omer. So, why do we need so many psukim quoted here by Rabbi Yishmael? So many psukim. So, v'chitema, if you want to say, v'sibas haben kokapit kra, maybe, as we said earlier from the Meiri, really, maybe the pasuk is referring to asavas haben. The woman can't marry out of the shevet. That's what the Torah says. But why? So we thought it meant because of it's going to go to the husband if she dies. No, that's not the worry. The worry is that it's eventually going to go to her son, who's from a different shevet. So that's the issue. So if you want to say that's why the Torah is makbid on it, but not because there's anything that called Yerusha Sabal, v'chi tema b'sibas haben kokapit kro avol balo yaris tashma. That's why we have another pasuk. V'lo sisov nachlo lebnei yisrami mate lamate. Even if you want to say the first pasuk is talking about a sabas haben, the second pasuk is talking about a sabas habal. V'chi tema. And if you want to say no, maybe not. Maybe they're both talking about a sabas haben. And lavor alav belava say, but the Torah is emphasizing it both with an asay and a los asay, right? That you should marry in and you shouldn't marry out. So maybe that's the emphasis, right? The first pasuk is the asay and the second one is velotis of nachala. So maybe that's why you need a second pasuk. And the Rashbam says to add on malchus, right? So maybe at that time would you get malchus according to what we just said. Right, it's not an eternal mitzvah. But at least for that time period, right, the Rashbam in the first couple of skinny lines. The Travayo Besibas Aben, Umashashana Kasalonas Kavin Alahasro Shalotinas Lashivanacher Kedei Lischaev Malkus. The Mikra Kamalo Shamina and Alasay. So if you have a temporary Isser, so would that Pashas, it would be enough at least to get you Malkus when it is intact and when it applies. So v'chitemer lavra la balava say, and if you want to say that's why it was added on tashma lo sisav nachla mimat lamata acher, that's why I have an extra pasuk, a third pasuk. V'chitemer lavra la bishnei lavin vasay, and if you say, well, maybe it's all. It's all talking about the asavas haben tashma the Elazar ben Aaron meis. Then you have the last couple of psukim. No, Elazar died. V'chitemer Elazar udenasif itza. Vamesa, Vyarsa Pinchas. Maybe if you want to say also, Elazar married a woman and then she died and then Pinchas Yarshin, Tashma, Uskuv, all that is Yair, Vigumer. Chitema, Samachina. I mean, if you want to say the same thing happened, Imkain Shrey Kroy Lomeli. Skuv and Pinchas wouldn't be adding anything. Right? The other ones would be adding on a losase, adding on two lavim. Right? The last one wouldn't. And therefore, period. That's why we need all of these psukim in the framework of Rabbi Yishmael. Good. Couple of the points. First, the Ramban discusses this at the end of Parshas Maaseh, the last Ramban in Bamidbar. Last Ramban in Bamidbar discusses this. That's where the two Parshas of Yerusha are both in Pinchas and in Maaseh. So in Maaseh, that's where the pasuk is about not marrying out of the Shevet. V'lo tisov nachlo lebnei Yisro mimateh el mateh. That's what the pasuk says. Says the Ramban, lo chashash hakasav elo lesakein ha'es ha'hi. Only that moment in time. Right? This wasn't a eternal, as we just explained also. Ki lo ratzta Torah letzavo shelo yarshu oso aben v'abal shelo rasa lakar mishpat hayerusha. The Torah, says the Rabban, could have had a different solution. You can marry whoever you want, but if you marry out of the Shevet, then there's no Yerusha there. The Torah didn't want to be ochre that. The Torah would rather keep the framework of Yerusha and just try to prevent it from being confused by telling people who to marry. Says the Ramban, that is what the Torah would rather want. And the Torah is also not worried about the future. Because later on, right, if they're not Yoresh's Nachla, so then she could marry whoever. Right? You might say, well, what about if right now this girl doesn't have any Nachla from any of her Mauritian? So let her marry out now. No. The Torah just makes a rule. The Torah makes a rule. First generation, nobody can marry out. And then the Vidal Dasar Boseinu Shadarshu Dover Ze Lo Ye Noagel Abador Ze Bilvan. This generation, Yita Chen Shlohaya Becholador Hu Aba Eretz Benos Yeroshus Nachlos Vlasi Benos Lofchad. It could be that the only ones in that generation that had this spy was Benos Lofchad. Ki Al Kain Lo Dibru. That Siva Kosev Shem Yamus Adam Mina Yomahu Achit Chalik Eretz. This should be the rule. Shalom Yabo Ha'isha Hu Beis Chilik Eretz Lakachal Nachla Betok Mata Acher Ki Ekpida Tot Lohem Tia Yoser Gedola Beis Achiluk Shalom Yisarvo Ashvatim Zem Zeb Nachla Ki Acharei Kain Now, this is a question that's implicitly discussed by the Rishonim. So let's say we want to make sure the first generation, all the Nachlas, everybody knows where the Shvatim are. Ephraim's here, Menashe's here, and Asher's here, and Zvulun's here. So what about three generations later? Let's say a woman has Nachla and she marries out. So what's going to happen? A woman from Asher marries somebody in the middle of Zvulun. So what's going to happen? Simple understanding. So it's going to go to Zvulun? It's going to go to Zvulun? And it seems like yes. Seems like yes. So why isn't that a problem? Right? Are we just not worried? Well, we know the major boundaries between the Shvatim. So there's a little, but over time, right, it could really happen. So we're assuming it's not going to happen too often. It's not going to happen so often, and the woman is going to get Yerusha, because there's always generally going to be a boys involved. This probably wasn't that common, but if somebody only has daughters, and then he predeceases them, and then they go, and then they marry someone else, so it can get a little confusing. But that's what the Ramban says. We only worried for the first generation. And the Ramban continues. But interesting, he has that line. Rather than saying Yerusha shouldn't work, we just try to prevent it that the woman should not marry out. Tosfos here has an important question, which the Ritva has an important answer to. Tosfos in the second Tosfos. What did the Gemara suggest? Well, why do you have the second pasuk? Maybe it's just to add on a los asay. And then it says, well, maybe it's to add on two los asays. Ask Tosfos, we never make those suggestions unless we're stuck. If you could ever darshan it to teach you a real new halacha, then we wouldn't darshan it just to add on a separate lav. Ask Tosfos, tema ha-hecha digal imidris lo magmina b'lavi yaseirei. We never say, you know, add on an extra lav if we have another possibility. And here we have another possibility. Right, just darshan it for a savas habal. So why do we say that? V'chite madachi kamar dafilon tosas continues. Doesn't really give an answer. The Ritva gives an answer, and this Ritva relates to the lumdus that we spoke about in 2 days ago. Shirim says the Ritva. The Ritva says v'im tomar v'kaimalon tohachikli mitzvah darshinon v'lo makbina b'lavi yaseirei. Right, you don't have add on extra lavim. V'yesh lomar says the Ritva dehonami. Kiman delekele medrash chashvin on lay. Wow. It's as if there's nothing to darshan. Why? Sheyehe habal she'eno karov yoresh es ishto. It's as if there's nothing to darshan. Why? Because to say that a husband is going to yarshan a wife, that's not normal Yerusha. Normal Yerusha is blood relatives. As we've said, this is the only exception to the rule. That it goes by marriage. Never goes by marriage. It goes by paternal relative. Here, there's no paternal relative. That's the line in the Ritva. That it's as if, it's such a chiddush to say that the Baal Yarshin is the wife, it's as if there's no natural svara to include in the pasuk. And that's why we say, oh, lava yaseire, lava yaseire. And here in the footnote, here in the Ritva, he quotes, this is the issue. Vatam bazehu, the Yerushas Habal, eno midine nachlus shel kurva. Yerushas Habal is not the normal kurva. Ela mizuchuyos v'kinyanei Habal, shezocha b'shas nisuin. It's another one of the obligations and privileges that husbands and wives commit to each other at the time that they get married. Omehai taima, and that's why he adds now here in the footnote, Havia Rambam de Yerushas Habal behilchos ishus. The main area where the Rambam discusses Yerushas Abal is in Hilchas Ishus, and not in, he mentions it in Hilchas Nachlis, but only to put it in the order, not the Iker Halachas. And that's why the Ritva says that's the Havamina here. And then he also says that's why Velo Shayapaz and Mishmash, maybe if the husband dies, it doesn't go through the husband like it goes through other Yarshim. Right, like if we mentioned, if the father dies, then the father's brothers are going to get it. Even if the father's not alive anymore, there's mishmush. There's no mishmush if the husband died first. It doesn't go through the dead husband to his yarshim, because this is not a din of Yerusha as much as it is zuchuyos habal. And then maybe only by Nisuin and not by Erisin. Right? There's a lot of discussions here as well. This also might relate to the Rashbam. Which Rashbam? Again, we've discussed this often, but the Rashbam Kuf Mem Vav, right? That comes up in a couple of weeks from now. The Rashbam in the next parak in Misha Meis. Remember that Rashbam? Remember the story. A husband and wife are, I assume, happily married. I don't know, maybe not so happily married. And then a couple of people come over to her, the man, and says, "You know what? Your wife doesn't have a sense of smell. You ever notice that?" And he says, "What are you talking about? No, she can't smell." "Really?" "Okay, I'm going to test her." So they walk into an area, and he says to her, "You smell? You smell something here?" And the woman knew that he was checking her out. He says to her, "Kuf mem vav, amalah reach tznon ani mereach. I smell some strong radish from the Galil." She says, "Man yavla mikoseves yericho v'chanale." She says like this sarcastic comment, and you don't know what. And is that denying, is that? And then all of a sudden the churva falls down and she dies. Boom. So says the Gemara talks about hovelo nichnas achare el labotka mesa in a yarsha. In that case he doesn't yarshin her. He doesn't yarshin her. Why? How can he not yarshin her? They were married. Right? She's an almana. This is a grusha. You see, the one way of reading this Gemara, this other Rashbam reads the Gemara. Kivan shenasav einav lagarsha, since he already was having kavana to divorce her, as we've said, gerushin is a process, that's what we usually talk about this, and Yerusha might get lost even before the full gerushin. So that might fit in nicely if we assume that Yerusha is a zechus of the Baal. It's not Yerusha like other Yerushos of relatives, but it's a privilege. And therefore, just like Rabbi Shimon could say, Kivash Asamein of Agarsha Ein Lo Peros, another one of the zechus of the husband stops. So here too, and that's that amazing Rashbam. The Rashbam says, so too, you see from here, let's say the husband and wife are separated. The Rashbam says, I'm not saying we paskin this way, but says the Rashbam, "Umiyalcha shamina shvisha mesa ishto mitok tata shvish b'daito legarsha shuveno yarsha." That's the nafkamina in the Gemara Yerusha. The Yamshel Shlomo that we always quote with this Rashbam, the Yamshel Shlomo that is quoted, he relates it to not just Yerusha, but he quotes Avelus, right? Maybe they don't sit Shiva for each other, right? How could the Amshel Shlomo's line is, how could he sit Shiva for someone who his heart is not misabel alav, right? So what are you talking about? But in the Gemara, that's an amazing Chiddush. But he's also assuming that Avelus is talui on not formal marriage. But again, the idea that Yerusha Zabal is different, and this important line in the Ritva, right, this tips us off, I'll have to get back to that when we get to that in a month from now, Be'ezus Hashem, that Yerusha is a zchus of the Baal, which it could evaporate at some point. That is the Ritva. Okay. The next line is also interesting about Pinchas, but we'll leave it for now. Says the Gemara now, Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, Mimai. So, what did we just prove? Yerusha Zabal. Right, the second source for Yerusha's Habal, Baal Yorish Zishto, is from all of these psukim that relate to the woman not marrying out of the Shevet. And we explain why we need five different psukim that the woman shouldn't marry out of the Shevet. So Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know all these psukim still refer to that? After all this, we still have a problem. I'm not convinced. Dil mala olame malacha baal lo yaris. Really, the husband does not yarshin. Right, and again, why is the Gemara so bothered by this? Because as we just explained, this is a Chiddush Gadol. Right, up until now, we quote one or two psukim for Yerushas HaBen, Yerushas HaBas, Yerushas HaAv, and we're not, okay, we finish, we accept one or two. But here, the Gemara is so bothered because it's such a Chiddush It's so different than all the other Yerushos. That's why the Gemara keeps saying, are you sure? Are you sure this is what it's talking about? So the Gemara again says, maybe the Baal does not Yarshin. V'kray b'sivas ha-ben, kiddush ha-ninan. And maybe the whole pasuk is talking about don't marry out because eventually the son is going to Yarshin. V'yair d'zav in mizvan. U'pinchas namidav in mizvan. Maybe the sons bought something. If they bought it, that's how they could have it, and the father doesn't have it. This knocks out the last two sources. So then we're stuck again. Says the Gemara, no. Because what's the pasuk talking about? The first one, at least. That they buried him in Pinchas's kever. So they buried him in his son's kever that had nothing to do with him? Amarle Pinchas de Zavin Mizvin lo Matzes Amrit. The first one wouldn't work. DMK Nimse Sada Choseres Biyovel, because that is a stay mikneh. If it was bought and it wasn't a family plot, it's a stay mikneh. And we know, what are the halachas of a stay mikneh? As we've discussed a number of times over the past couple of weeks, it goes back to the original owner in Yovel. And what's going to happen then? Elazar is going to be buried in a plot, which is going to have to go back to the original owner. V'nimsa tzadik kavur bekever she'eno shelo. And it'll come out that a tzadik is buried not in his own family plot, and therefore that would be terrible, says the Gemara. And it's not only terrible, it'll be impossible, and therefore it must be that that is not the case, and the case is not that he bought it, but it was given to him from his father, and Yerushas Habal, we go back to the original, the earlier line, Yerushas Habal is the Araisa based on the Psukim. This is the source. This line is the source of the concept of Kever Avos. This line. Is it appropriate for somebody to be buried in a Kever Shana Shalo? Right, we've had psukim over the past couple of weeks. We spoke about a couple of psukim of Rav Moshe about moving a kever, pinui, kever, litzarech, kever avos. Where's the earliest source that we talk about kever avos? Okay, the earliest source is a Parshas Vayechi, maybe Parshas Chayisara, creating a kever avos. But where do we see in the Torah Shebal Peh? So right here, kever avos, when the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva talking about this concept, Chassam Sofer in Kuf Mem Dalid and Kuf Mem, all of these shubas, or Shin Lamed, I'll read it to you from, later on. It's a different paper in my Chassam Sofer. Shin Lamed Aleph, says the Chassam Sofer. Teremeanel, Riv HaYorshim, HaYeduim. Before I get to the machlokas that you're having between the Yorshim, which we're not going to get into, Amale Yadai Lashem Bima'at Sari Divrei Torah. Vini Mashakasati Liashim Amina Kol Tfutzos Yisrael. Likach Al Kapanim Dovar Ma Barachuzas Kever. The Minhag of Klal Yisrael is to pay something, even a token payment, for a kever. Why? Then it should be the person's. Afilu Me Ani Bi Yisrael. Right? Even an Ani pays a little bit for the kever. And V'omer Malderach Melitza. And they say, right, in tongue in cheek, E'ef Shal Apsichas HaKever Below Dam. As the Gemara says in Maseches Nida, the kever, which is also the uterus, is impossible to open that without getting down. But here, take that in a different context. You can't have a kever without paying for it. Amarti sheminag avoseinu torahi. Minag avoseinu torah. Everybody wants a family plot. Where do you see that? Baba basra kuf yud beis aman aleph. That's what he quotes. That's the only Gemara he quotes. Nimsa tzadik kavur bekever sheinu shelo. Mashma mishash yish kpeida alze sheyehe kavur bishelo velo b'makom shaul meyacherim. Right, you don't want to use somebody's. Okay, nagu likach aguras kesel alkapanim mikol bar minan. That's why every niftar previously, or we give on his behalf, sheikarka kanui lo b'mechir hahu v'yekaver b'shelo v'yalzek hasa malato sheish lefak mikbedaver shashas lo kamar shaginai letzadik shemeis v'chugol. He talks about this mucker, but this is a source in Shas that the Chassam Sofer and others deal with for being buried in kever. In Kever Avos. Interesting. There is a discussion, once we're talking about, right, it's going to happen, it's going to go back by Yovel. Are there any other limits about what you're allowed to do by a stay mikneh? A stay mikneh says that it's going to go back to the original person. Is he going to be able to say, well, I don't want him buried in my land? Pashas, he can't say that. Somebody's buried me smith v'kana mekomo. But there are other halachas. What about the Rambam discusses in Hilchos Mechira? If I buy a land, that's going to go back to you in Yovel. Yovel's in 7 years, and I buy it. Am I allowed to do whatever I want to this land? The Rambam says yes. Right? We're not worried that, oh, you can't dig because it's only a temporary type of kinyan. The Rambam in Ilchas Mechira in Parachav Gimel Alachavav. The Rambam says, Uma hefesh yesh bein amocher karkel lezman katsuv ubein amakne osa leperoseha. If I only buy trees, lagabe its fruit, versus buying a piece of land for a matana manas lahachzir, or a kinyan lozvan katsuf, sha'akone peiros enu yachol l'shanos tzuras hakarka v'lo yivne v'lo yaros. Aval akone lizman katsuf, hareyu bone ohores, v'ose b'kol zmano hakatsuf, k'mosha ose akone kinyan olam la'olam. Like you do by kinyan olam, which means by up until yovah. The Rambam says, you'll have to do whatever you want, even though it's going to go back. It's only a stay mikneh. The Rambam says you're allowed to be chofer in the sados that goes back by Yovel. The Mishnah Lamelech is not sure about this. He discusses this. Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel. He discusses in the first halacha, Perek Yud Aleph, halacha Aleph. He discusses Nistapakti, b'mocher sadeyu bizman hayovel, im yachol halokeach lachpar babor shich namaros, o dilma ein yachol l'shanoso, l'fish lamachar lo ela achilas peiros. So he quotes that this machlok has been shown. The Rambam says yes. Again, it relates to the issue, how much do we have to take into account the fact that this is a temporary kinyan, right? This line in our Gemara takes it into account in terms of a limud, right? You can't say he's buried in a kever shein shelo. It's a stei mikneh. It's not a stei achusa. So he says that the Mishnah Melech here quotes this as a machlokes rishonim, and he said it's a chiddush to say that you can do whatever you want, like the Rambam says. Right? It's a chiddush to say that you can dig because, after all, it's going to go back. So that's an interesting discussion, but again, the Gemara here is worried about it. Good. Let's continue. So the Gemara says it can't be that they bought it. Pinchas or Yair ben Skuv. Skuv hold it as Yair. So the Gemara has one final suggestion. So Ve'ela, says the Gemara, Ela ema denafle misade charamim. So the Gemara says, well, maybe in another way. Maybe they got it from a stecherem. Right? We know certain cases where somebody has makdish their field, it goes to the Kohanim. Chayim of the Kohanim. So maybe when Pinchas was the Kohen, he got it as a Chayim. Maybe that's where it came from. So that at least focuses on the first one, right? On the first second to last pasuk by Pinchas, right? As look at the Rashbam, but the 10th medium line, Kiddich Siv, quoting the pasuk in Bamidbar, Kol Chayim b'Yisrael l'chayihiyeh, right? It's going to go to Kohen, right? This is one of the manas kahuna, right? The Gemara in Babakam Kufyur lists off all the manas kahuna. Stei charamim, right? Is one of the manas kahuna. So maybe that's where it got it from. So that is not answered. That's just maybe why at least that makar, one of the makaris, is knocked out, and then it wouldn't be a perfect makar. Either way, we have an earlier makar. Period. Amar Abaya. The Rashbam says this is a separate statement, not building on the previous line. We'll read the Manas Kahuna at the end if there is time. But we continue now. Amar Abaya, sof. Now, the Rashbam says we're going back to what we said on yesterday's daf. That we're talking about a case where a daughter has, a girl has her father's from one shevet, her mother is from another shevet. Bas, she yarshins from her father and her mother. Both shvat them together. We had that on yesterday's daf. So the Gemara says, if you have a girl that has a father and a mother from different shvatim, and she yarshin them, so lamaisa, wouldn't you have hasava to the other shevet anyway? Sof, kamis akra nachla mishifta de'ima l'shifta de'aba. If one girl yarshins her mother and her father, and they came from different shvatim, isn't she anyway moving the nachla from her mother's shevet? Meaning, just like we're nervous that a man's nachla shouldn't switch to go to his daughter, and then to go to a man in a different shevet, are we also worried about a mother's nachla moving? Says the Gemara, umimai dilma shiny asam shekar huspa. There, it already switched. It's too late, basically. And we're not nervous. Why is it too late? Because the daughter Yarshins, she didn't do anything. She didn't actively do anything to be mace of the Nachla. So maybe we say, Kfar Husva Lo Amrina, right? The Isser is only the Isser to cause the Hasavas Nachla, by the father, right? And not by the mother. Amarle, Shekfar Husva Lo Amrina. No, you're not worried about that. Amarle Ravim Ravashi. One second. E, Amar Bishlama Shekfar, I'm sorry. Explained that. Shekfaros Valorim Rina? No, maybe we are worried about the mother and the father as well. How do you know otherwise? So the Gemara says as follows. If you say, no, it already happened, meaning, and we're not worried about the mother's nachla being moved, only the fathers. So Hayinu Dimituk Mikra, Bein Besibas HaBen, Bein Besibas HaBal. Right? If you say that we are not worried about it, then we know how we explain the Psukim just now, over the past couple of lines. Ela Iyamrit Lo Amrin and Shigar Husba. But if you say, if you are worried about it, so then, what do you do? Ki Mitzvah La'echad Mi Mishpachas Mate Avia, my Have. So in the limud that we had yesterday, so what are you going to do? If you have a daughter who's yarshining the mother and the father, so it's going to go, the mother's nachla is going to go to the different shevet. So the Gemara suggests, no, maybe we would say that this type of girl has to marry a man who's exactly the same situation. Maybe if there's a girl whose father's from Asher, whose mother's from Zvulun, she has to marry somebody whose father is from Asher and whose mother is from Zvulun. Maybe that's what we would suggest. But Lamaisa, there wouldn't be a shinui in the Mitzias then, and maybe that's what the Torah would be being mitzaveh. So the Gemara has that suggestion to save that idea. There's a discussion, the Chashuk Yechemed, Rav Zilberstein here discusses, talking about, I should have mentioned this earlier, but also talking about the kever Shein Shalom, and the concept of a kever avos, she'ela, adam niftar v'kavru beis kfar siburi. They buried him in a public cemetery. V'keis matzu etzat tzava shalo, ubo kasuv she'iknu avuro kever mishalo v'lo mishal tzibur. We know one of the zechuyos of living in Eretz Yisrael is that everyone gets a kever. Everyone gets a kever after 120. The country doesn't only take care of you when you're alive, but take care of you afterwards. So they buried him in a Tziburi cemetery, and then they found in his will, whatever, that he wanted private. Could you move him? And he quotes the Gemara, obviously, here, Babasar Kuf Yud Beis, but he goes into the discussion of the kever Tziburi that is given, Mistama, that is what the country wants you to have as your kever Avos. This is part, they're giving it to you. It's not just someone else's kever she'enu shelo. And therefore, l'chora, you would say that you wouldn't be able to. V'yitachein, he says, she'beis ha'kfar she'nirchash b'yameinu be'eretz Yisrael mikupas ha'otzar hu nechshav mamish mamono shel ha'niftar. Jew mishalimah, he pays taxes. Part of paying taxes is getting this. V'yish lo chelek mamash ba'kever. And therefore, he's not sure that you'd be able to move him, because once the burial takes place, it might be considered kever shelo, because even though it's automatically because you're a citizen, but it would be enough. That is what the country has in mind, that it should be yours. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Ihachi, if it's true that maybe what the Gemara means, what the Psukim mean, as we interpreted in yesterday's daf, for this girl who yarshin from her father Shevet and from her mother Shevet, would possibly have to marry someone with the same exact lineage, the father from the same Shevet and the mother from the same Shevet, so ihachi, so shouldn't the Torah say that? La'achan mimishpachas mate avia vi'ima miboilei. So if that's what the Torah is talking about, so shouldn't it say that? You should marry someone from the father and the mother. So the Gemara says, no, iksev hachi, hava amina afilu ifcha. I would have thought, doesn't have to matter which one, which side, at least one, the mother and the father, those two shvatim should be in the family. I might have thought that. Kamash Balan, we don't say that. So, lo maskana, there is no maskana, mefurish about the hasava of the nachla of the aim. Right, that's what we're trying to figure out here. Is there a worry? Do we say kfar husva by the nachla of the mother? Right, if a girl is yoreshes from the father and the mother, so there is no maskana whether we're medayik about that or not. Okay, Tanya says the brisa besibas haben, Tanya besibas haben, and Tanya besibas habal. So we have a brisa that says that the psukim are talking about that the worry of a daughter marrying out is that her eventual son is going to take it from the different shevet, and we have a brisa that says it's the husband. Right? We just try to prove the husband from the to say that Yerushas Habal is daraisa. Tanya besibas haben, velosis of nachlo lebnei Yisrael mimate al mate besibas haben akasa medaber. Ata omer besibas haben, oelo enla besibas habal. Is it about the son or about the husband? Kshua omer velosis of nachlo mimate al mate acher, hari besibas habal amur. You are worried about besibas habal, that's already a different pasuk. Kamani makayim velosis of nachlo lebnei Yisrael mimate al mate besibas haben akasa medaber. Right, so it must be besibas haben is being discussed. This is a little different though than what we said before. Beforehand, when we were trying to knock out the psukim, we were trying to say, well, maybe the psukim are only about Tzibas HaBen and not Tzibas HaBal. This brisa acknowledges that we are nervous about the husband, The only question is, are we also nervous about the nachla switching based on the sun? So, lomai nafgamina, if she's marrying out to a different shevet, what difference does it make whether it's the baal or the sun? So, Bachanan says, well, at what moment is the isser violated? If the Torah says, don't marry out because Yerusha might switch, so what is the nerve? Is it just about the husband or is it about the son? Is the isser only shas leida when there is a son? Or is the isser shas nisuin? If the isser is worrying about the husband taking the Yerusha, then there might be, from the moment of the marriage, the isser might say. But if the issue is only the child, what if she never has a child? What if she doesn't have a child? What if she's very, very old and it's impossible? So maybe there wouldn't be an isser there. That's what Balchanan's discussion of what the nafgamin is. This Gemara is saying that basically, you know, we're both, right? This is different, as we just said, from the earlier, because we're acknowledging, so that it could be a nafgamina. Vinira, says Balchanan here in Shidchav Hei. The Gama Baal over Balav Dasava Sanachala. It's not just that the woman violates the Isser, the husband also violates the Isser. Taha Seba Ba Ayde Habal Kamaide Aisha. Viname Hine E name Adav Sebas Habalakasam Adaber Nira Daver Salav, He Bishas Nisuin. Velo Bishas Erisin. Even if it's just the husband, if it's Erisin and Nisuin. Why? The Aris Eno Yorish. Viname Vesibas Habena Kasam Adaber Im Kim Bishas Nisuin like Isura. Ela Bishas Bia Deruilis Aber. And then he says, "Am I iser b'shasbia mitzvah tali v'koya leida saben?" Right? Is it really a shasbia or is it a shasleida? Right? When do another nafkamina im eneruya laholid, as we just said. Maybe then it'll be mutter if he's just worried about the ben and not worried about the husband. Right? Also relates to the. This is in terms of an avera. When is the iser? You might say the opposite. Misa puravu. When is the mitzvah peruvu fulfilled? The Minchas Chinuch talks about this. The mitzvah aleph. Is it at the time of the bia with the tznai that there's a child born, or is it at the time of the birth, but the bia is a hechsher mitzvah? Right. There's different ways to formulate it also, but it's a similar type of concept. When do you say that the halachic important point is? And it might be a nafkamina between whether it's asavas sibas haben or sibas habal. Okay, we'll stop here, Be'ez Hashem, and we will have to continue here in Yesh Nochlin, Issues of Yerusha, tomorrow.